was a good one too, wasn't
he? Yeah, oh, an excellent man. And but it does seem to me that it was during my chief justiceship that we put the first young lawyer on the Board of Law Examiners. It was sort of customary to have people of some maturity and stature in the profession, which is good, but there was some sense that the bar's examination maybe was not being fairly handled, or wasn't being, one of the problems was it wasn't being, they weren't being corrected fast enough. People would take the bar examination in July, as I did, and have to wait until Christmas time to find out if they'd passed. And so another thing we did was we authorized the employment of readers to assist the bar examiners to get the job done, correcting the examinations. But we also appointed Dick Spindle, who was a nominee or a recommendation of the young lawyer section of the state bar, S-P-I-N-D-L-E. Later was tragically killed in an auto accident as a young man. But he was the first young lawyer section representative or member of that board. During my time as Chief Justice, we established the SADO, the State Appellate Defender's Office. And that was an interesting thing. That State Appellate Defender's Office was created by a resolution of the Michigan Supreme Court, an administrative order. And it was, I mean, we said, it read like a statute. We said there shall be, and the governor shall make an appointment to the, and the other person should be appointed by the Supreme Court, and et cetera, and they shall have terms of so whatever. In other words, we went through and created this whole agency, which was funded originally by a grant from the federal government, because there was a need to get competent lawyers to represent indigent defendants in their appeals. It wasn't a problem at the trial level, but none of the lawyers wanted to take these appeals. They weren't expert in it, and there was very little money in it.
Were you the leading the point of this whole this effort on SADO?
I drafted the administrative order.
Good. That's what I really wanted to know. I somehow got the impression that Thomas Matthew was accorded the
credit for it.
Well, my memory could be,
Thomas Matthew Kavanaugh. I told you was a tough fighter, yep, and a partisan guy, mm-hmm, and a wonderful adversary who never hesitated to take credit for things he didn't do, and if he took credit for that, I'm not at all surprised.
Okay, I don't, but
obviously he would have been on the court that voted for it, and I'm sure he was in favor of it. But put it this way, it was my idea. It was my idea. I drafted the SADO resolution and the manner in which we created it. Bob Krynock, who was my appointee to the court, went out and got the federal money to do it with, and I regarded it as one of the major accomplishments of my administration as Chief Justice. It was also during my time as Chief Justice that we created the Attorney Grievance Panel.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. May I interrupt just a bit?
Sure.
On the SADO, was the, let's call it the judicial statute, if that's what the proper name is, that mm-hmm. you drafted, was this later, subsequently, supplanted by a legislative enactment?
You know, I don't know. I suspect it probably has been in the intervening years.
Well,
we're talking about 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well.
Let me just take a look here.
The reason that I bring this up is that when I arrived in early 76, and T.G. Kavanaugh was called over to the Appropriations Committee, and they scrubbed him over pretty good about the amount of money at that time that was flowing into this thing. One of the beefs was on the part of more.